In the quest for a better Nigeria and in the pursuit to strengthen democracy, there is need to have capable hands at the helm of affairs. It is a known fact that Nigeria needs change, and in fact, a change that needs to happen as soon as possible. 2023 presents another window for Nigerians to elect a new leader to drive this needed change, and most importantly, a leader who understands the gravity of what is at stake in securing a better future for Nigeria. Nigerians at this time are presented with quite a number of presidential candidates who will soon begin proper campaigns seeking the vote of Nigerians. What agenda should Nigerians set for this candidate? How well do these candidates understand the responsibility ahead of them? All these and more on this week's episode of The Insider with my guest, Mr. Akonde Akinsonyolu, a public affairs analyst and businessman. Enjoy. Let's start like this. In terms of capacity, or let's start with responsibility. What responsibility do you think lies ahead for anyone who is to take up the mantle of leadership come 2023?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity once again. Yeah, the responsibilities ahead of anyone who intends to take up the position of the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria are enormous. You understand? Because if you look at the present situation of the country, you would agree with me that such a person has to be one that is versatile. And proactive. Do you understand? Has to be someone who has what it takes in real sense to attend and prefer achievable solutions to the lingering problems of Nigeria, bordering on the security, bordering on education, bordering on industrial development, infrastructural development, bordering on health, bordering on agriculture, and so many needs of Nigerians, especially security. Because since 2015, that this present government took over the mantle of leadership, thousands of lives of Nigerians have been lost. And of course, in any nation that is insecure, you cannot be talking of improvement of health, you cannot be talking of educational advancement, you cannot be talking of industrial development or infrastructural development. If you look at the situation of the just recent infrastructural achievement in Nigeria, Kaduna Abuja Rail was attacked. Do you understand? A situation where we are supposed to be making merriment and celebrating defeat. We are counting loss of lives, kidnapped victims, payment of ransom, and the likes. So whoever is coming to lead us, to preside over us, has to be one that extols humanity, has to be one who radiates humanity. When you are talking of humanity, you are talking of, for example, people are being killed. The people who are being killed, the families need justice. You understand? We need them to be cared for, not those who are killing them. Do you understand? When you are talking of humanity, you are talking of how the rules of law is embraced and judiciously annexed, used such that justice prevails over the nation. Do you understand? Yorubas used to say that Ilu tiko ni ofin ko sese, a land that has no law, there is no sin. You understand? Nigeria is a nation that is being led, presided over with the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And within those written documents, there are no room for pampering of terrorists. There are no rooms for pampering of killers, kidnappers. Do you understand? There are no rooms for people who embraces injustice. Killers are supposed to be sentenced to death. Not even taking them to enjoy our legal system. You are taking killers to court. You are taking obvious kidnappers to court. You caught people and they accepted killing people. They accepted kidnapping people, holding people at jugular in order to get money from them. Are those people in position to enjoy our courtroom? No. I understand that this is democracy. But democracies too give room to common sense. Killers are supposed to be killed. That is why there is law in the land. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't manipulate. Do you understand? And that is when we enjoy peace of mind and justice. So whoever is coming to preside over Nigeria should know that this responsibility on ground is Equian. So there is no room for experimentation. And we need such a person to be healthy. We need such a person to be able to go from one place to another without being helped by another person, either to walk or to stand or to sit or to pick paper on the floor. Whoever is coming to lead us must be swift in action. So that is just it.
You made mention of proactiveness, and I'd like to link it with experimentation. I think we've seen it a couple of times in Nigeria where a new leader assumes position, and then we begin to hear stories of how bad the previous one did. You know, a new leader is coming, telling us all those promises, but then he assumes office, and then he starts telling us the stories of how bad the previous one is. And you get to wonder, and you get to ask questions like, okay, didn't you get the memo of what you are coming to do? Didn't you have a structure of what you are coming to do? What do you think causes all of this?
Yeah, Mr. Sonny, thank you. I would link that to lack of preparedness.
Even with the amount of time we have.
You understand? Lack of preparedness and creation of a platform for excuses. You understand? Whoever is leaving the mantle of leadership in Nigeria always love to create a platform for excuses of those coming on board. For example, the ex-president of Nigeria, with all his self-glorified achievement, I will tell you the reason I'm saying that. He gave room for people to come together through the comfort to share mind and cross-fertilize idea towards the need either to restructure Nigeria, to go into regionalism, or the parliamentary system of government. Do you understand? Now, this comfort was concluded. We are talking about governance. It was supposed to use this report without wasting time so that Nigerians can do what? Build hope for a better future for all of us. But the comfort was politicized. In so doing, he has created room for the incoming government to start giving us excuse that we are not ripe for restructuring. Do you understand? And that has to do with what? Lack of preparedness. Because he who is coming in took it with hook, line, and sinker and decided to be playing on the intelligence of Nigerians. You understand? A lot can be attributed to it.
You're not talking about the confab now. I just needed to confirm because there was a time President Goodluck Jonathan came out to explain why it was not implemented. He stated that short time span between the submission of the 2014 National Conference confab report to him and the 2015 election was a major factor in his ability to implement the report. What do you make of that?
This is an excuse that you are discussing. This is a very good example of such excuse. Do you understand? Because are you telling us that it is expedient that we waste our money in bringing people together, feeding them, spending money on documentation? My brother, you don't embark on an unproductive exercise. An average human being knows either what he or she is putting his or her leg is going to be productive or not. That is why economy divided into a risk preferred person, a risk averse person, and a risk neutral person. A Nigerian president must be proactive such that he or she should know where he's supposed to take risk, where this risk is going to be productive, and where this risk is not going to be productive, or this risk is going to be counterproductive. Do you understand? So therefore, Mr. Jonathan is not supposed to even come out being a PhD holder to tell us that some things handicapped him to implement the confab report, where you use the resources of Nigeria and the taxpayers' money to put people together and waste the money, and I'll be telling us after the election, commonsensically and from logic, he was planning to stronghold the nation, to hold the nation at jugular, that if I hold this confab report, because he knows that many of us wanted restructuring. If I hold this confab report, they will vote for me because they will think that After my victory, I will make sure that there is restructuring. From logical point of view, was holding us at jugular. Was looking forward to a victorious presidential election so that I can come out and change the narrative again. That is the meaning of this thing that you just read.
Mm. So talking about excuses, now how do we ensure that come 2023, nobody's coming to give us excuses on why they are not being able to perform? Because it's tiring to, you know, to hear leaders come to say that the reason why this is not happening is because this previous leader did this. The reason why this is happening is because the previous leader had done so much harm to that sector, and so they are handicapped, and so they will have to, you know, restructure. Yeah. How do we ensure that we don't get excuses again?
Yeah, Mr. Sonny, thank you very much for this simple, salient, and sensible question. Because it is this simple question that you just asked me that will determine the next 4 years of our lives in Nigeria.
Mm.
The book of God, or what have you, either Quran or Bible, said that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That is a conscientious arrangement between human being and God. You see the truth, you know the truth. We do not need to be trying to embark on semantic approach or sentiment in decision making. Do you understand? Is the more reason why I told you that we do not have time or room for experimentation. You and I seated here in our mind without any tribal coloration, political affiliation, and religious inclination, we know who is capable to lead Nigeria as president. Remove any sentiment. Do you understand? We need one who is strong, who is able-bodied, who can move swiftly with precision and ensure that if I say that so-so-so ministry should do something, I put them down in a communique, do you understand, or in a memo. Within the next 24 hours, I should have the strength and ability to catapult myself down to that place as a president and investigate.
But people have also argued that it's not necessarily about physical strength and all that, and that it's more about mental capacity and to delegate authority. What do you make of that?
As an agricultural economist, a trained agriculturist, without monitoring and evaluation, your mental capacity is zero. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Without strength and agility to go and evaluate and monitor where you put your resources, where you put your sweat, you are expecting zero return. I am telling you now, stop believing people who say, do you think democracy is all about autocratism? Democracy is about strength. Democracy is not about being autocratic. You are explaining an autocratic example. I will sit down as a president. You are a public servant. You are a servant. You want to sit down and be pointing finger up and down. Can't you think of Ramat Muitala of blessed memory? It goes up and down. Can't you think about the late Tunde Ejiagwan under the president Buhari
of the
military government? Do you understand? Can't you think about Paolo, who goes up and down ensuring that agricultural settlements are being put in place and achieving the appropriate plans for the nation to boost the finance of Nigeria when he was the finance minister? My brother, anybody tells you that it is more about, it is lie, built on sentiment. I was a leader in the university at my hostel, at the student union level. I know what it means to have physical ability as against the mental ability. The mental ability is important because you have to ensure that whoever is coming to control the mantle of leadership must be mentally stable. That is all. Do you understand? Mental stability has to do with, is it sound? Not intelligent or brilliant. Because he is going to be coordinating ministers, SS, PAs, chairman, directors of agencies. You just need to give directive. You give directive not autocratically. You give directive based on the written constitution of Nigeria. And the power of your position as the president, then comes in your ability in terms of able-bodied personality. To go there, evaluate, not to send somebody. A president is a servant of the people. We should stop painting it autocratically. This is not a military setup. So a president should be able to do monitoring and evaluation by himself. It's the truth. I'm telling you now, the Prime Minister of Israel, then he was going to the war front. Do you understand? When they were fighting the Palestinians, he went there, he was using the binocular. We saw it online. And then even in Africa, this guy that died at the war front. For you to be a president, you must be able to sacrifice your life. That is the truth. Do you understand? How can we be clamoring for a president who will not be able to run even 100 meters?
So,
do you understand the conscientious relationship that I'm talking about?
Yes.
You and I know who is capable to preside over Nigeria.
So from what you've said now, it's a mixture of mental capabilities and physical capabilities altogether.
70% of physical capability and 30% of mental capability, because mental capacity has to do with coordination of your ministries, agencies, SAs and PAs.
But the physical ability is the place
because
where you monitor.
Because it's going to determine your evaluation of those progress. Monitoring and evaluation. You go up and down. Not to sit down and be drinking tea and be signing documents even without reading the content.
Okay, you made mention of experimentation. And of course, but my question now is that we don't want leaders who come to experiment things for us. So I'm thinking, then that means that Nigerians themselves need to have an agenda. Okay? When campaigns start, for example, these political candidates will come to us telling us they would do this. But then we don't want them to go there and start experimenting. So that means that we ought to give them an agenda to say, look, this is what we need. This is what we are clamoring for. This is what we want you to do, and this is what you must do. So what agenda should Nigerians set for these leaders?
First of all, I want to break all those things that are, I'm sorry to say, mingling together.
Okay.
Number one, Nigerians as a whole, we have poor voter electoral education.
Okay, poor electoral education.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because without sound electoral education, hardly would you see people that will be able to question an aspiring political leader appropriately, asking sensible, precise questions. Do you understand? Having to do with the personality of who and who want to be a political leader. Having to do with checking the antecedent of whoever want to be a political leader. Do you understand? It goes beyond party politics. You know, in acquiring power and seeking power, of utmost concern to me is the use and the consolidation of power. And that's what politics is all about. You must seek power, get power first, before talking about the use of the power and the consolidation of power. Nigeria keep on having problem politically because of power consolidation. We elect people who do not know how to consolidate power. The governance and the leadership of a nation has to be a collective effort. But in Nigeria, it is what? A party affair. Political party affair. Wherever a particular political party candidate emerge in Nigeria, such a person and his party get embroiled in bitterness, hatred, anger, in governance. When your party emerge, are you supposed to make the appointment into portfolios to be strictly your political party affair? No, because during the election, so many political parties are involved. Whoever want to be governor, whoever want to be president, whoever want to be chairman local government, that has the audacity, the boldness to come out, print paper, face people and talk to people as something within that I want to offer the nation. The consolidation aspect of the process of acquiring power and using power is the key to governance. You bring all these people together.
Okay.
Seek further knowledge. Cross-fertilize their opinions, their knowledge, their experience, their profile. And you make selection. Cross through the old parties.
Okay.
And bring people into your government to lead.
So your main point now is that there's need for consolidation of power across parties.
Holistic approach to governance. So it's not just that everybody make contribution.
So it will be my party, my party.
Exactly. That is why we are having problem. So this thing that I summarized to you is the mentality of an average electorate in Nigeria. An average electorate in Nigeria is enmeshed and consumed and obsessed with the mindset that is or our own political party must to achieve everything. And that is why we will continue to retrogress as a nation. It is a collective responsibility.
But don't you think that will be complex? Because the way you describe it now,
it must be complex. It's like Nigeria is complex.
Okay.
We need a complex approach to solve the problem of Nigeria that is complex.
To achieve this, give us something that we simplify. Yes, that we need to do to achieve all of this to ensure that people have this mindset that it's not just about my party, but we need to consolidate across all parties and bring everyone together to form an inclusive government.
Good. That is why we are supposed to embrace individual and personality politics as against party politics. But we are handicapped by our what? Electoral law that recognizes political party as against individualism. Even if you are Jesus Christ or Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, political party in Nigeria will not recognize you being Jesus Christ. That is good. Or Muhammad, that is good. Except you come under PDP or APC and the likes. So I have simplified it to you. So people should be able to question who want to be what. In line with his own profile. Personality, his antecedent, his achievement, what he has done, what he has not done, his records and the likes. For judging such a person, not based on his what. I'm PDP, you are APC. So by so doing, people will be able to ask the person question. And by so doing, people will be able to know who and who can lead us. So it's as simple as that.
And let's talk about capacity. How do you determine leader's capacity? What parameters are there? What are the standards for determining capacity?
To determine capacity, I've said it. Let us compare the past activities of to be president, all those individuals. You were in social place as governor and you were in social place as vice president. Those policies that you put in place that you supported, how impactful have those policies be on the people? On the people, not selective people.
People.
Nigerians are political animal. I'm sorry to say. Because every human being is a political animal. Okay. But it is more pronounced in Nigeria. When you say people are political animal, we are driven by politics, even in our home. It's not an abuse.
But I think we need to readjust the use of words now. So that we ensure
because you are not a politician, you may think it is an abuse. No, it is a political term.
Okay.
Do you understand? It's not an abuse. It means people are driven by politics. So people love sentiment. People love to paint things that will suit their narrative. But I'm talking about leadership here. I'm not here to suit my own narrative or to paint a sentimental opinion over capacity. We have 5 presidential candidates. We have Mr. Peter Obi. We have former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. We have Ashwaji Bola Ahmed Tinubu. We have ex-governor Kwakwanso. We have journalist Omoyele
Sowore. And some other.
And I don't know any other one after these 5.
We have more than 5.
I'm sincerely telling you,
but
I do not know any other one.
But we do have more than 5, actually.
I want to believe that we should have more than 5 based on the fact that we have more than 5 political parties.
Yes, we do have more than five candidates.
That is another problem. Because if among those ones that we don't know have the impetus to lead us, how will we know? Do you understand? How will we know? We will not know because the journalism ministry is not even bringing. You are a journalist. You don't even know up to 5. Do you know up to 5?
I know more than 5.
Okay, help the public.
Okay.
What is their name? What is their party?
Well, that will be my duty to explain to the people.
No, it's your duty. You're a journalist.
They have to. These political parties, these candidates have to come out themselves.
We are here to help our people. Do you understand? Even when a candidate, I was once a gubernatorial candidate. I went to so many radio houses. Money was demanded from me. That means if I don't have money, nobody will give me platform to be known. That is the term. Because I had one-on-one talk with so many people in the journalism these days. So you journalists must help Nigerians to bring out those people that know their onions, who have the impetus to save and salvage Nigeria. Let them be compared to those 5 that we know. So I'm talking on these 5 now. So among these 5, who has the capacity? I can tell you that I've already screened out three based on my own principle of able-bodied ability.
Able-bodied ability. Okay.
Omotoso is young, he's strong. Peter Obi is strong, you know.
We are not mentioning names now,
and
right?
No, don't worry. I'm not supporting anybody. I'm just doing comparison. So automatically, I've screened out all the aged people. I've screened out Asiwaju, I've screened out Atiku Abubakar, and I've screened out Kwakwanso because of they are already aged. They are frail. They are weak. Because
We can't determine.
No, I am being sincere to you.
But we can't determine
I'm
that.
I am being sincere, absolute in my approach, because based on my own personality as a person, I have my own list of quality expected of a leader. As I'm talking to you, I'm a farmer. By the time I'm age 50, it is expected of me not to support my worker on the farm anymore. I know what I'm telling you. I'm supposed to sit down in a position that I'll just be pointing fingers. Do you understand? We don't need a pointing fingers president in Nigeria. That's why I say we don't need to give room to experimentation. Now, when such a person now pass my first principle of physical ability, I will now start talking about his antecedents, what he has done before, what he has achieved before, what position he has occupied before. And when I start looking at all those songs, I will see that even Peter Obi will win Omoyele Sowore in terms of experience.
We are not mentioning names now.
No, I'm doing comparison.
Let's not bring up the names and let people decide for themselves.
Of course, mm-hmm. Nigerians will decide mm-hmm. now.
It's not up to us to say that this one over because of this will win and all that. By the time we get to the election,
every voter, that see, my brother, that is why we continue to fail. Because every voter must have expected quality from the leader.
So let's talk about the expected qualities, not the person now.
I'm listing them to you.
You have mentioned able-bodied.
Because I mentioned name, you are not going to accept it because you're a journalist.
Yes, thank you. So let's just focus on the quality.
Ability. In terms of physical ability.
Good.
Antecedent in terms of the position you have occupied before politically.
Mm.
Antecedent in terms of position you have occupied before aside from politics. Whether you have been MD, CEO of so organization, public agencies, and the likes. Then comes what? Your interaction in those positions and your achievement in those positions. Are you an accessible leader?
Accessible leader.
When you were there, what is your countenances when you were leading? Some people can laugh with you, but if you look at their eyeball, you will know that they are not happy. They are angry. Eyeball is key to unveiling so many hidden attributes of human being.
Mm.
I don't know if you know it. Look at people in the eyeball. Don't hide your face.
Mm.
When they laugh with you, look at the eyeball, you see maybe they are laughing or they are angered. Now, how accessible are you? If you were a governor before, do you relate to the people down the ladder? For example, market women, principal of secondary school, even head boy, head girl, do they have access to you being the governor? That is monitoring and evaluation that I'm talking about.
Mm.
Stop having self-glorified power when you are a governor or president. Because when you see in Nigeria, politicians, they will have policemen up and down with guns. Are we going to war?
Mm.
If your hand is clean, do you need all those things? You have convoy of 100 vehicles. We are being ruled by people who don't even know their right from their left.
Mm.
That is the truth. That is how you will know the capacity. But now, how many voters ask all those questions? It has to be swift and fast. I want to vote for this person. This person is talking sense. Does he have power? Can he move from this place to that place? What has he done before? What position has he? What kind of person is this one? Does he relate with people? Let me call this person that work in social state. Do you understand? That is how to know.
Okay, so in terms of political leaders now, there seem to be a sort of connection between popularity and quality. So how do we differentiate between popularity and quality? You know, someone might be popular but doesn't have the quality, and someone may have the quality and not popular. How do we bridge this gap, and how can we help people understand where to make the division, to set a bridge, to set a demarcation between these two
Time sides. It's going to take time.
Mm.
It is too late to unravel the approach to discovering all those things you are mentioning.
Mm.
There's a lot of voter and electoral illiterate in Nigeria.
So how do you educate these people you call illiterate?
That is the angle that even the journalism people supposed to come and help Nigeria in terms of orientation. Have you seen Oyo State Orientation Agency before? You, as a journalist, have you had any interaction with them? So, you see, or National Orientation Agency. So, those are their duty. Before now, they're supposed to talk about human relationship, marriages, home building, electoral value system, economic development, leadership development. Every time, every week, every day on radio, who is saying all those things? We don't even have an interactive government.
Mm.
1 day in 6 months, president sitting down, you know, our school, they're supposed to have clean environment, sporting facility, good relationship, principal, you don't talk down on your teachers, CEOs of company, salary, you pay it on time. That is social interaction. Do you see it happening in Nigeria? So how can there be electoral interaction?
Mm.
It is only happening anytime election is coming.
Mm.
Should you understand? So in order to separate the quality from the personality of popularism, do you understand? We will not stop. We'll keep saying it.
Mm.
Do you understand? Because from obvious angle now, some candidates are more popular than the other. Whereas we do not know if one is more quality than the other. And that is the reason why all our talk since that people will come and be talking excuse. That is why it's happening.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So now, the quality of those persons, let our conscience lead us.
Mm.
Do you get it? Because I've started by telling you that when you see the truth, you shall know the truth. It's the truth. All human beings know the truth. But because of what? Sentiment, personal interest, and the mental hidden belief that you will gain either directly or indirectly from the status quo of rot.
So moving on now.
Keep on keeping quiet.
Moving on now. These political presidential candidates will come to us and they'll make promises. And of course, one will emerge winner. And of course, as it is now, many Nigerians have this, some Nigerians, don't let me say many, have this opinion that immediately a new leader is elected, things should automatically work, which in fact doesn't work that way. So in terms of managing expectations of Nigerians, how do we communicate to some of our citizens who believe that things should get better almost immediately a new leader is elected? How do we communicate to them that, okay, it takes process, it will take time to achieve some of these things?
We'll just be talking about it. We will only be talking about it as far as Nigeria is concerned. Because every successive government is not building the people's hope, but rather dashing the hope of the people. Do you understand? So you asking me how we are going to do all these things? No hope in the mind of the people. Now, for us to know that this person will be good has to do with the policies and the action of the government. Look, let me tell you one simple thing. We need a productive economy.
Productive economy.
Do you get it? You understand? We need a productive economy. And not what? A import reliance or consuming economy. Do you understand? We even have now a consuming government, not a productive government. Do you understand? So now, if the government can strengthen the people's hope by creating an enable environment for production, do you understand? You will see the way everything will change very fast. And when you talk of production, power is key. Do you get what I'm saying? Have we achieved power, production, transmission, and distribution? We keep repeating same thing every time. Same thing even in our action, and we are expecting new results. It's not going to work. When we have a productive economy, when the government can give capacity to the people, can make the people to be truly independent in terms of provision of their needs. I'm not saying government should give you food. Like this policy of going to feed school children, it's all a conduit of embezzlement and looting. When government can make power available. Do you understand? Recently, I think government was trying to go further by doing some things in the power sector affecting the discos, the distribution companies. You know, even distribution companies are not doing anything. Have you not seen cables that cut on the road and they'll be there for months? Transformer that destroy and they'll be there. Those things kill the hope of the people on the leaders.
So we need a leader who can build the hope of Nigerians.
Simple.
But when in terms of on an individual level now, because when we get to interact with people, you can hear this hopelessness from some Nigerians. Away from electing a new leader, how can we rebuild the hope of a typical Nigerian?
To rebuild the hope of a typical Nigerian is to ensure that justice prevails. Even me sitting with you here, I'm very angered and bitter because I lost a friend in the Boko Haram war. He was a lieutenant, supposed to have been a captain by April this year. My classmate in the university, he died.
So sorry for your loss.
Yes, thank you very much. I cried my eyes out. As I'm remembering now, I'm feeling bad again because we are connected. All my friends are a hope of a better tomorrow for me. I'm also a hope of a better tomorrow for my friends. Even if my friends don't believe that I'm a hope of a better tomorrow for them, I plan every day, not for my family alone. I'm planning every day that when I'm in the position that I'm somebody, I should be able to give hope to my friends. So I'm telling you that I'm bittered. And because I'm bittered, you should know. You know, I am not a beggar in Nigeria. It's the truth. I'm not a... I don't call people commoner. I'm not down the ladder. As far as the strata is concerned, I'm in the middle of the ladder. How am I helping those people down the ladder? Nigerian government is not helping all the people down the ladder. So, for me to be bitter in the middle of the ladder, do you know that 90% of the voter that vote people at the top of the ladder are down the ladder. And I'm bitter at the middle of the ladder. That means all Nigerians are bitter. Do you understand? So how can this government pacify the people? It's to make sure that justice prevails. I started by telling you that the people that need justice is not killers. Amnesty for Boko Haram. Are we mad? I'm sorry to use the vulgar word. Are we? What is wrong with us? I don't understand. Some people's family have been killed. You did not look for the family to be given amnesty. You are looking for the people that killed their family to give amnesty to. Something is wrong with us. I'm serious. So Nigerians are bitter. Until justice prevails.
Justice.
Until humanity surrounds our approach. I hope you know that justice, humanity, has ruthlessness. Our leaders must have the political will to kill terrorists. Because judgment of terrorists is in the hand of God, not in the hand of our leader.
Oh, thank you for that. I've been speaking with Mr. Akande Akinsanyolu, who has been shedding light to some of this talking point and the discussion today. Just this last one, the electoral process. Thank God for the new electoral act that has ensured that rigging...
electronic supply of results and the like.
That has ensured that rigging will be at best minimized or eliminated. But what other gaps do you think need to be filled to ensure that election will not or cannot be rigged?
Well, my own is very simple, but we have really been there now, but we are not embracing it. Can just sit down in my room and cast my vote on my phone. Simple.
Yes, more advancement in the use of technology.
Just put more technology. No, nothing. Any other thing is talking too much. We are in technology world now. I should be able to sit down in my house and cast my vote.
So then you are agreeing to the fact that INEC has so far done its best and tried so far.
Like the result of Osun that was electronically transmitted. Is fine. But within 1 month, we started reading politicians saying we will not do electronic transmission because some people are, what is wrong with us? The whole world is going to technologically move forward. Nigeria always want to technologically move back. I don't understand our politicians because we are putting political jobbers in position of authority. That is why we are experiencing all this kind of nauseating utterances and, you know, because politics is not job. Politics is an avenue to appointment, selection, electing of leaders. And government is existing because of the people. You understand? You don't put jobless people in position of authority. They will squander the resources. You can see me, I'm talking to you with utmost confidence because I'm self-employed. Because I have my own business. I'm not a full-time politician. I engage politics. I cannot prioritize politics over my business. But I can prioritize governance over my business. Because if my little input into politics can put me in position of authority politically, I will now prioritize governance over my business. So that's it.
I've been speaking with Mr. Akonde Akinsoyolu, a public affairs analyst and a businessman who has shared enough perspective on the discussion today. Thank you for joining me on the program. I'm glad that when we call you next time, you will come and engage.
Thank you for joining in again this week, and I hope you had a good time. Please ensure to subscribe to this channel from wherever you listen to podcasts. Special thanks to my sound engineer, Tom Lucky Media. I am Kayode Sonny. Until I come your way next time, I say stay lifted.